I wanted to talk about a subject matter which is very dear and important for devotees. That is their own meeting with Krishna. See, we all have come from far. We have traveled through many life forms before we arrived here in the human form of life, and then we heard about Krishna from devotees, and as a result we started to move towards Krishna with a hope that one day we will meet him, we will serve him directly, we will offer him our offerings, and he will accept them in his open hand. Prabhupada once said the whole purpose of this movement is to one day meet Krishna and dance with him in the Rasa dance. So on the way we sometimes require an encouragement that indeed it is possible for me to meet Krishna, and for that reason I have planned to give this program today. I just heard about a person who had gone into the forest to kill himself, suicide, because life didn't make any sense any longer for him. But then, as he was taking, I believe, the pistol in order to shoot himself, he thought he needs to say a few goodbyes to the few people whom he liked. And when he came out of the forest, he met a devotee. And the devotee gave him a book, I forgot, was it the Bhagavad Gita or another book. And he looked into the book and was intrigued, fascinated, and started then to read in the Gita. And he saw a new horizon opening before him. And he has visited temples and has become a devotee himself. So Krishna meets a conditioned soul in various ways. More often than not, through devotees who give him the Shastra, or Krishna meets the devotees maybe in a holy name. Just before this, we were chanting the holy names with the devotees in India. It was organized from Mumbai. Just I run from one internet and online event to the next. In the midst of all of this, when we had just finished our kirtan, we received a phone call from Radhakund. The devotee was there and showed us with the mobile camera the Kund, and we felt we had darshan of Giriraj and Srimati Radharani. So yes, Krishna is willing to meet the devotees in meet us in various ways, through devotees and through the holy names, through the Shastras. In fact, we sometimes can notice him in all these subtle arrangements in our life where we say, this didn't happen by accident. Yes, Krishna meets us in various ways like that, but still our heart longs for the happy occasion where we will one day meet him face to face and dance with him or serve him in other ways. That is the liking of a devotee, the longing of a devotee. And today I would like to talk about such devotees who had this longing and whose longing was registered by Krishna. This is very important. You must convince Krishna that you really want to meet him. You must give him a good proof by your activities. Krishna might even test you before he shows himself. He might want to see, is this devotee really serious? And when he is convinced, he will reveal himself. So the Bhagavatam tells us about these two devotees who lived in the kingdom of Videha in the town of Mithila. One was the king of that kingdom, King Bahulashva, who lived in a palace, and the other was a very, very poor Brahmana who lived at the edge of the forest. And both of them were devotees of Krishna. They worshipped his beautiful deity form. So one day they heard news that Krishna had actually appeared in person and he was ruling in Dwaraka. And they developed the desire to see Krishna. Every evening after they had completed the deity worship, they thought, tomorrow we will get up very early in the morning and we will somehow go to Dwaraka. The next morning came and they thought, oh no, we don't want to go now. We first need to wake up our deities. We need to make Mangal Aarti and offer him some sandesh. And then we can go. But then after doing this, they thought, no, today we must dress the Lord in new garments. And then they thought, no, he will be hungry for noontime. We need to cook something. So in this way, every day they were delayed because of their love to the deities. It is described when Shrutadev, one of these two great devotees, would worship the deity by making an abhishek, Krishna's feet in Dwaraka became wet. He was thousands of kilometers away, but it's the same Krishna, the deity Krishna and Krishna in Dwaraka. So whenever he did this abhishek by bathing Krishna, the people in Dwaraka who were with Krishna saw, the feet are wet now. So in this way, due to their love to Krishna, they could not go to Krishna in Dwaraka. So Krishna understood that they really wanted to see him, that they really wanted to go, but they were delayed due to their obligations in serving his beautiful deity form. If you want to reach Krishna, serve his deity form. Serve his form as the holy name. Serve his form as the Shastra, as the scripture. So this is, as a Leela unfolds, we will see a proof of this. So Krishna decided, I thought they would come yesterday. Let me wait today, but if they don't come tomorrow, I will make arrangements to see them. I will come to them. So Krishna did not see them coming tomorrow. So he asked Daruka, yoke the horses, let us go to the town Mithila in the kingdom of Videha. So as they were just getting out of Dwaraka, the residents of Dwaraka stood on the streets and they saw the chariot moving. But as Krishna and Daruka, his chariot driver, just passed through the gate, they saw that a few great saints who wanted to see Krishna had arrived at the gate. So when they saw the chariot of Krishna leaving the gate, they all started to walk after the chariot because they were there not to enter the town or not to be in the town Dwarka, but to meet Krishna. And Krishna, who had arranged all this, that all these saints came at one moment, at the same moment, picked them up into his chariot, which mystically expanded. I've written down the names of these great saints which had come. There was Narada, Vyasa, Shukadev, the narrator of this pastime, Maitreya, Chavana, and others, who were welcomed by Krishna on the chariot because he had a plan which is very, very important for all of us to understand. So they rode with the chariot. I have heard various descriptions about Krishna's chariot. Daruka knew how to inspire the horses to move up, and in this way the chariot would sometimes fly with a great speed, and the people who saw Krishna first saw him as a glaring sun. That was the chariot, which was surrounded by energetic light, and then slowly they would see forms and everything else. So Krishna arrived with all the saints at the city gate of Mithila, and there stood Bahulashva, the king. He was surrounded with many people who had heard the news that Krishna would visit. And just behind Bahulashva stood the great devotee Shrutadev. He was so humble that he did not want to step before the devotee king. And as Krishna arrived, Bahulashva said, "Please come to my palace." Now Krishna saw behind Bahulashva Shrutadev, and he could see into the eyes of Shrutadev where there was a silent question: "Will you please also come to my little hut at the edge of the forest?" And Krishna, who is responsive to the devotion in the heart of his devotees, expanded himself into one form, into another form. And then he expanded the saints who had come with him into another set of saints, and Krishna walked with the saints up the mountain into the palace of Bahulashva, and Krishna also walked with the saints towards the hut at the edge of the forest, because he wanted to meet all his devotees equally. Krishna can meet all his devotees, millions and billions of devotees, simultaneously and equally. But he also expanded the saints by his power, because he needed them for a very important instruction. So when Bahulashva welcomed Krishna, he had already sent a messenger ahead, and he received Krishna, and all the other saints, they got little thrones, and Krishna got a big throne to sit on. And then he worshipped Krishna with sandalwood, with a flower garland, with clothings, ornaments, incense, and gave him cows and bulls. This is a good when you meet the Lord. That is a good gifts: sandalwood, flower garlands, clothing, ornaments, incense, and if you have cows and bulls. And he gave these presents also to the saints who were with Krishna. And he spoke beautiful words by holding Krishna's lotus feet on his lap. He sat on a little footstool, a stall before Krishna's throne, and he looked at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna, understanding his desire, placed his lotus feet into his lap. Bahulashva gently touched these lotus feet. And then he spoke. He said, "You are in our hearts. You knew that I have been thinking to come and meet you. And you knew my desire. And because you saw I was not able to come, you yourself have come. You have proven your words that you that neither Ananta, your brother, nor Shri, your own wife, nor Brahma, your own son, is as dear to you as the devotees are." You might ask, is he saying the truth? Is his brother, his wife, and his son less dear or not so dear to Krishna? You must understand, these great personalities have never struggled. They have never endeavored. They are eternally perfect. But Krishna sees that his devotees in this world are making so much effort that they sometimes remain hungry in his service, that they go late to bed, don't find enough rest. Krishna sees that they are struggling with obstacles of various types, obstacles which come from the circumstances, like weather and so on, and viruses and obstacles which come from people around them, but also obstacles which come from the body and the mind. These are natural obstacles which we all face in the world, and it's sometimes hard to stay on the course of Krishna consciousness. So Krishna sees this in a very emphatic or compassionate or understanding way, and therefore he thinks these devotees in the world, they have to go through darkness to go to me, and therefore he has special attention and love for them also. It's a special type of love. It's called Vatsalatva, or the type of love which parents have to their children. That does not mean that the parents may not love their relatives and the wife. No, they may love them very much, but not in the same similar way as they love their children. So the statement of Bahulashva is really true. Now, when Shrutadev saw that there was Krishna who decided to go with him, Shrutadev did not see that Krishna already went with the king. He thought Krishna is there for me alone. And furthermore, he saw all the all the saints are there for me alone. And he took them to his home. Shrutadev was very poor, you must know. He lived from day to day. But he was very enthusiastic, and he first bowed down to Krishna and the sages, and then he danced, and it's described that he danced in a very special way. I want to show you. I hope it works. Oh, one moment. Yes, he while he danced, he waved his upper cloth like this. That was his dancing style. He wanted to really dance in a very enthusiastic fashion. It was natural for him. Then, because he was so poor, he went to his neighbors and said, I have very special guests. Please be so kind. I only have one mat. Please give me your mats and I will return them after use. So he needed to borrow extra mats for sitting. And then he offered a simple meal from forest things, fruits, roots. You might say roots. Yes, roots. I just, when I was in Hamburg, I visited a family of devotees and they served me a dish or a meal from forest roots. Pure water was there, was offered to Krishna. Lotus flowers, there are also the seeds of the lotus flower. Very sattvic food. And Shrutadev all the time wondered, how is it that a fallen person like me can meet Krishna and the saints? I just can't understand how the Lord and the saints should be so interested in me, who is really not very significant, that they come to his home. And the king was there, and there's so many more qualified people, but Krishna came to me. And as he was thinking and thinking, he came up with a very beautiful point. But he was not sure if he could say it, so he sat next to the Lord and massaged his lotus feet. And all his wife and the children and others were sitting nearby. And then somehow he felt convinced that he could say it, and he said, "We have always been with you, but we have not noticed it. Only now we notice it. We have always been with you. You have always been near to us, but we have not seen it." And then he gave an example which for me changes my entire has changed my entire perspective of Krishna consciousness. I was reading this maybe a year ago in the Bhagavatam, and I must say it has changed my vision. Please let me share with you the example which Shrutadev gave to show how we are always together with Krishna. He said, "A sleeping person creates villages and cities in his dream, and then he enters these cities and villages to see the town street, to feel it and to experience it. But the creatures which are there in the dream," sorry, what to do, "the creatures which he has created in his dream don't see him, but he sees them." He wanted to show how Krishna has created this whole world and everything you see inside, all the countries, all the oceans, all the mountains, and all certainly the human settlements in which the human beings live. And then he enters them, the super soul, and he moves amongst his creations. He sees them all, but they don't see him. Isn't that a beautiful analogy? Krishna has created your life, has created your little world in which you are. He has also created your little troubles and your little enjoyments and your little hopes and your little plans. He has created all of this. And he is now next to you, seeing how you're doing with all of this. Exercise to think that Krishna is right next to me and observes me. This single sadhana or spiritual practice, you could say, is extremely powerful. I think like this when I chant my rounds, that Krishna is next to me and hears. I think like this when I have exchanges with people, the Krishna's next to me and sees, am I doing it good? Am I giving my best to make it an uplifting experience for the people who are with me? I think like this when I read, I think like this when I do my service. Krishna is right next to me and he watches me with a sidelong glance, like Goparaj. Who lives with us since quite some time, does. So, don't forget Goparaj. He is there. He is maybe more real than you. You are dreamt. Your life is a dream. But the dream of Gopal, the dream of the Lord, and he has entered the dream and is very interested to find out, how are you doing? How are things for you? Then Shukadev said something very beautiful, and I would like to say it to you in the way Shukadev has said it. I want to try to sing it to you.
Shinvatam gadatam shashvat achatam tvabhivandatam ninang sangvadatam antar ridibasya malat manam.
He said, you reveal yourself within the hearts of those persons of pure consciousness, who constantly hear about you, chant about you, worship you, glorify you, and talk with one another about you. Yes, Krishna remains hidden. Like in this analogy where he enters his own dream, where he meets with us, with our own little dream worlds in Krishna's dream, but he does reveal himself. He breaks his silence. He comes out from behind the curtain. He comes into the life of the devotee who purifies his consciousness by hearing about him and by also chanting about him and by worshipping and glorifying him. And when Krishna sees that two devotees, or three or four, or however many we are here now on this call and on the Facebook and wherever we meet, when he sees that we are coming together and talking about him to each other, then Krishna may reveal or show or manifest himself in the heart of the devotees. Shukadev said, you cannot be caught by material power, by material intelligence, although you are in everyone's heart. In fact, you are far away from those whose minds are disturbed by material entanglement. My dear devotees, in your own interest, whenever you see there is some karmic entanglement in your life, try to complete it nicely so that you are free from it. Whenever you see there are some unhealthy relationships in your life, try to pacify people. Try to pacify people. Try to complete whatever needs to be completed so that you can now move on in your life and have a wonderful life in Krishna consciousness. It's so important. So important. Whatever entanglement you have due to your karma into this world, you know, desires, positions, wherever you are placed due to your karma, let that not entangle you and pull you away from the life outside the dream, the awakened life, the real life, the life which satisfies your heart completely. And that's so nicely Shukadev explained this. Simply you, simply seeing you, my dear Krishna, puts an end to all the troubles of human life. That is, Shukadev said like this. As Krishna listened to him, he smiled. Krishna smiled because he thought, these are very nice words. However, there's one thing which Shukadev needs to learn. He's very exalted, but there's one thing which he does not yet know. And he also, as he listened to Bahulashva, the king in the palace, where he was also present to hear his prayers, he also there thought, very nice words which the king has said, but they are not complete. There's one thing which the king needs to learn. And I have visited my two great devotees, Bahulashva and also Shukadev, to educate them in this one thing which they absolutely need to understand. So Krishna therefore smiled. He smiled because he was not, you know, angry or like a teacher who sees the student has not learned something, maybe a little, not satisfied with the student. No, Krishna smiled. And he said, Shukadev, you praised me very nicely, but not the devotees who came with me. I will teach you now devotion to the devotees. They are mine. One can gradually be purified by seeing the temple deities. One can be gradually purified by touching them and also worshipping them. One can also experience some purification by going to the places of pilgrimage and bathing in holy rivers. But one can attain the same results immediately by receiving the glance of exalted sages. He said, these things work gradually, they build up on each other. But if you come before an exalted sage, one glance and you understand and become purified so much. These devotees wander around the world and they carry me within their hearts. Therefore one should worship these devotees with the same faith you have in me. If you do that, you will worship me directly, something which you cannot do otherwise, even if you offer me various rites and rituals. Meeting Krishna, my dear devotees, is done when you meet devotees, good devotees, and you relate to the devotees through the mood of service, humble and humble inquiry, you know, urgent inquiry. So Krishna gave these instructions both to Shrutadeva and Bahulashva. Both of them worshipped then Krishna, this time along with the Brahmana sages who had realized Krishna. And in this way, they became purified very fastly, and after their lives had ended, they attained the kingdom of God. The devotees who carry Krishna in their hearts, so important for our meeting with Krishna. When Brahma had received his lesson from Lord Krishna in Braj, you remember in the Brahma Vimohana Leela, Brahma begged for a blessing. He said, "My dear Lord, I wish that the dust of the from the feet of the devotees comes on my head. I wish that even the simple devotees." You know, any devotee, if they talk about Krishna, if they serve Krishna, if they are eager for Krishna, then Krishna manifests in the assembly. If devotees talk about cars or the temporary things in this world which come and go when they meet so on, then Krishna may not manifest in the Sangha. Then we have just ordinary association. But the same thing can become extraordinary when Krishna is there. This just this one point to add Krishna in the then everything becomes extraordinary. I have to laugh, huh? I think you know why I laugh, because I'm saying it again and again, I know that you like to hear this again and again for full understanding. Prabhupada used to say, 5 + 5 = 10. So far, all right. 4 + 4, and you never know with Prabhupada what will come. He said, 4 + 4 = 8. Then he made a very unusual mathematical equation. He said, everything plus Krishna equals Vrindavan. I think the mathematics need to develop this new branch of spiritual mathematics to be fully complete. I thank you very much. I have a little bit more time to say something very important. This hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, worshipping him, and talking with each other about Krishna is so important, that Krishna reveals himself, that we meet Krishna. This is our main business in our human form of life, to come together for these projects, to hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, worship him, and glorify him. One time in 1974, Srila Prabhupada had a lecture in Mayapur. It was not the Mayapur festival, it was in September, and he noted that during his lecture, devotees stood up and began to leave. Srila Prabhupada's response was extremely strong. Why are they going? They are busy in some other work? Ugrakama, without hearing, what will he do? Nonsense. Shravanam, Kirtanam, this is our main business. Shravanam, if you don't hear, what will you do? You will simply do sense gratification. That's all. So this is the difficulty which I'm seeing, that we are not very much interested in hearing. But that is our main business. Our bhakti begins, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. We have to hear and we have to speak also. Speak, don't forget. But if we are not interested in hearing and speaking, then it will become simply a formula. This whole Krishna consciousness, a dry formula, that's all. And gradually it will stop. Unless there is the life of Shravanam Kirtanam. Remember, he was in Mayapur where we were building big temples. Huh? Unless there is the life of Shravanam Kirtanam, these big, big temples, buildings, will become a burden. We will say, oh, our Guru Maharaj has given us a burden to carry. This is too much. So that is the danger. My dear devotees, we will soon enter our meditation for the year 2021, and I request you to think already now, before the meditation, about where you can improve in your program of meeting Krishna. We have heard here from the text that he reveals himself. Almost in other texts, he says he shakes the hand of Brahma when we do these things in relationship to him and the devotees. I thank you so very much. I will stay with you on this call. I'm now very interested to hear what Gaurahari will tell us. It will be Krishna Katha, and afterwards we will have a wonderful darshan. I can't wait to see Radha Madan Mohan, and then we will enter actually our meditation for the new year.